the employees walking off with a TV, on TV. Pateni Nkuna is a labor law analyst at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Pateni, thanks so much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. When we look at the level of looting, and we saw people who looted out of necessity, but we also have stories of fairly well-off people, many people caught on camera, on cell phone, posted on social media, people in Mercedes-Benz walking out of Woolworths with baskets of groceries. If I happen to see my staffer doing that on TV, that wouldn't look nice on my for my business, wouldn't it?
Definitely not. Definitely.
So what do I then, as a business owner, then do?
So they are really, as our law would have it, most of matters depend on their circumstances. You need to evaluate the circumstances under which things have happened and what the implications are for the employer-employee relationship. Now, thankfully, our courts have provided us with some guidelines on as to what do you need to look out for, what are the key considerations, and what are some of the steps that you can take. For example, if I am employed by a retailer X, and that does business with a certain employer, there are issues of bringing the company into disrepute. There are issues of dishonesty, corruption. There are also there's also conduct that would have the impact or it would have an impact of destroying the trust in the employment relationship. So now the test is whether such conduct, over such conduct, would the employer have an interest, a legitimate interest, and if so, they may take disciplinary action against you.
The question of civil unrest is also quite broad. There's protest to voice a political opinion, and there's of course violent protest and civil unrest when it comes to looting and the destruction of property. If I feel that I was part of something that was voicing a political opinion of mine, my thoughts on the country, surely my political voice can't be held against me.
Yes, definitely. I mean, you can go as far as linking it with the right to freedom of expression. You're expressing your disagreement or your opinion on society issues, but it all has to happen within the confines of responsible conduct, and all rights are subject to limitations, as our constitution has it. Whilst you may have a right to protest, to demonstrate, it doesn't give you liberty to destroy property, to engage in conduct that is untoward, and that could possibly end your job. So you have to be responsible in the conduct in which you engage.
But would this all depend on a criminal case or a criminal matter? If there's no criminal case against me, if there's been no charges against me by police, you can also raise the issues of social media posts, which may have been in support of protests and riots and looting. But if there's no criminal case against me, surely that then is a reason then to contest any form of disciplinary action.
You may use it as an employee, in your defense. However, we need to be alive to the fact that a disciplinary action or the employment relationship is not underpinned by whether or not there is a criminal process against you. For example, in the unfortunate incident of somebody having committed sexual assault, and that happens in the employer's premises or even outside, yes, on a sexual assault matter, the charges may be dropped, but there's also the employee-employer relationship considerations, which translates into misconduct such as sexual harassment. So just because there is no criminal case against you does not mean you're off the hook. I always give the example that you may lie to your employer and say, I was sick, that's why I didn't go to work. It's still dishonesty, even though you may not necessarily get taken to a criminal court for it.
And then this brings up the very broad topic that's often brought up in cases like this and some of the examples that you mentioned of bringing the company into disrepute.
Correct. So, I mean, being seen there, for example, I'm employed or I'm a partner at CDH. My conduct out there, even if I'm, for example, at a shop and I start and I steal, God forbid, and I steal, you know, the fact that tomorrow somebody says a director at CDH, you know, if those are some of the considerations, our conduct isn't outside of the workplace. Does not necessarily get us off the hook. Mm. There are instances where an employer may say your conduct, if I'm put in a position of trust, let's take it to the ground level. You have somebody who works in retail, they are seen looting. Tomorrow they want to report for duty. An employer may say, listen, I've employed you to pack stock. I've seen you looting. Can I trust you going forward? Mm. So those are some of the things that employees really need to be aware of. Just because you went and looted at retailer X and it was not your employer doesn't get you off the hook.
Mm. Are you seeing cases like this already being brought forward by companies?
Yes, we've seen quite a lot. And there's also been the unfortunate incident of retrenchments where some companies are not able to operate at all. So we've seen that. We've seen short time being implemented. So it's been quite a complex variety of issues that have come forward arising from the civil unrest.
This all would then be based on if there is actual evidence that I was there in the first place. Petani, if there was no video evidence, if no one knows I was there, then surely I wasn't there in a certain aspect.
Well, you would need to place a person at the scene. Again, in employment disputes, the standard of proof is on a balance of probabilities. For example, our main city's person, he is at the place, he is holding his car there, he's holding a basket full of groceries. So you can't say, well, I was just passing by. On a balance of probabilities, you are at the center of unrest, at looting, and you're holding a basket. So on a balance of probabilities, you were there. You also loot. So those are some of the considerations. Mm. But you have to at least have some form of evidence that places a person at the scene and associates them or links them to the conduct.
Petani Nkuna, Director of Employee Practice at Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Who would have thought, Barbara, that 2 weeks later we'd be talking about whether or not you could be actually disciplined? Well, you probably should be. And if you are found to have been looting, you should also have whatever criminal book is thrown at you. But your thoughts, 021-446-0567.